We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
quarter till 7. Big week for LSU athletics. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. The LSU ladies basketball team getting a lot of attention, men's baseball as well. But I want to start with the LSU women's gymnastics teams that had a gymnastics team that had a pretty good weekend.
They certainly did, Tommy. Good morning. Good morning. What a night, Saturday night, inside the Smoothie King Center for the LSU gymnastics squad as they win their fifth championship in program history as far as SEC championships go. And LSU's obviously had some really good teams, but this might be the best one yet when you consider just how talented Haley Bryan is, who might be the best LSU gymnast ever. Aaliyah Finnegan has been awesome. Kaya Johnson. And it was an event that – actually, LSU didn't get off to a great start. They weren't scoring very high on vault. Really, nobody scored very high on vault, but LSU's floor performance was unbelievable, and then beam was great as well for LSU. They, early on in the year, they really struggled on beam. That was a bit of a weak point for them, but they ended up finishing very strong. I believe it was like the second highest score they've ever had on beam in school history, so very impressive. LSU will be certainly a contender when it comes to competing for a national championship, but they got to beat somehow Oklahoma. They faced Oklahoma in a meet earlier this year, way back in January in Utah, but I think LSU's better now. I'm not exactly sure how good Oklahoma is, but they're probably pretty darn good. They usually win pretty much every year. So that'll be the last hurdle for LSU to go through. But they got regionals first, and then you get to national championships in Fort Worth.
I just want to give them some attention because it seems like that program sometimes flies underneath the radar.
Well, here in Baton Rouge, it's a big deal on Friday nights whenever they have a home meet. I mean, I think they sold out their last three or four meets of the year. You know, they had a great crowd at the Smoothie King Center on Saturday. But you're right. I mean, women's basketball is getting so much attention, so much attention with baseball. And now you got spring football kicking up again. So it does fly under the radar a little bit. But
Yes, it does track.
Yeah, track does too. Yeah, you're right. A big part of that, it's just hard to catch a track meet on TV, but usually, you know, most of the gymnastics meets are on television, SEC network, and so it's really become a big time event in Baton Rouge whenever they host an event on a Friday night in the Maravich Center.
All right, let's move on to ladies basketball. We can start with Rice and move on to Middle Tennessee State.
Well, Rice was a little bit of a sluggish start, as we were talking about this on Friday, Tommy, just the long layoff there from the Sunday of the playing in that SEC tournament championship game on a Sunday, and then they had not played in basically 2 weeks, so a bit of a sluggish start, and then they finally got it going. Everybody was anticipating a matchup with Louisville in the second round, but Middle Tennessee upset Louisville on Friday, so LSU gets this really good Middle Tennessee team that won easily its Conference USA, and they played LSU really tough and had a 9-point lead on the Lady Tigers early in the second half, but LSU caught fire. They got up and running and transitioned. Their energy picked up. Angel Reese got, you know, she was having a good game, but all of a sudden kind of took the game over offensively as well, along with some big-time shots that were hit by Flaje Johnson and Michaela Williams, and boy, when LSU gets going like they did yesterday, and yesterday was pretty impressive. I mean, to finish out the half or the final 18 minutes of the game, outscoring Middle Tennessee 51-14. But when this team gets out and going and running like they were yesterday, they are a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, the crowd was really into the game, really gave this team a lift. And now they move on to the Sweet 16, where they'll play either Creighton or UCLA. We'll find out which one of those teams advances to the Sweet 16. They play each other today.
Preference as to who LSU would match up better against?
Well, you'd rather face Creighton. They're the seventh seed here, and UCLA is really good. I mean, this is where, you know, LSU has not looked – I mean, they obviously look good for the final 18 minutes of the game yesterday, but a lot of turnovers on Friday. Again, some of that could have been rust. Here they had another just a so-so first half against Middle Tennessee, found themselves down by 4 points. They really, against these next, really from here on out, if they want to repeat as national champions, they can't have any more bad halves. And that's what they've had so far here in these first couple of rounds. So hopefully that's out of their system, and they'll go out and play 40 minutes of a really good basketball on Saturday. It'll be a Saturday afternoon game against either UCLA or Creighton.
All right, quick break. We'll come back talking about men's baseball, a difficult weekend for them against Florida, 651, 9 till 7, a blanket of gray skies over the area, windy outside. Let's take a look at traffic on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:56 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo about some LSU sports. We've already covered gymnastics and ladies basketball, men's baseball. When I heard about LSU yesterday and 10-run rule, I thought, well, that's about typical. Then I realized they were on the wrong side of it. Talk about LSU baseball, Jeff.
Yeah, tough weekend again for Jay Johnson and the Tigers. Second consecutive weekend where they lose a series. Second consecutive Sunday where they get run ruled. Weekend got off to a great start. They beat Florida. Luke Holman was back on track after an okay start the weekend before against Mississippi State. Struck out 13. LSU wins 6-1. They hold Florida to 4 hits. Holman and Griffin Herring were fantastic on the mound. Obviously, LSU scores enough runs to win. And then, man, Saturday night was an incredibly frustrating loss. They were in position to win. They're up 4-2. A drop third strike or a wild pitch on a swinging strike, strike three, allows Florida to score a run in the eighth because there was a runner at third. And then on the swinging strike, the ball gets away from Alex Milazzo, and the runner gets to first. And so then it's 4-3. Nate Ackenhausen's on the mound in the ninth. There's a 2-2 pitch, and, man, it looks like he throws strike three. Instead, it's ball three, eventually walks that hitter. That hitter comes around to score. The game is tied. And then Jack Caglione, one of the best players in college baseball this season, hits an absolute bomb in extra innings and beats LSU. Very frustrating game because LSU had Gavin Guidry and Nate Ackenhausen pitching, your two best relievers. You got a lead. You figure to win those games, and you let it get away. And then yesterday, LSU's up 1-0, and then here we go again with Thatcher Hurd giving up one of these big, huge innings. It just blows up on him again in the fifth inning, and Florida ends up steamrolling LSU 12-2 in 8 innings. Jay Johnson gets ejected in this game. There was some jawing between the two teams on Sunday after Jared Jones had hit a home run. Apparently there was some, you know, there was some talking between Jones and the Florida first baseman. And so both teams got warned, hey, cut it out. Well, then Hayden Travinsky Jack Caglione strikes out Hayden Travinsky, and Caglione says some stuff to Travinsky. Caglione doesn't get rung up. Jay Johnson contested, and he gets tossed out of the game and had to watch the rest of that game in misery from his office. So really tough weekend, and boy, they got a tough test this weekend against Arkansas. They faced Hagan Smith, the best pitcher in college baseball. Arkansas is off to a 19-3 start. Going to be a very, very tough weekend coming up in Fayetteville.
How's he right the ship? We got 30 seconds.
Oh, man. You got to get more guys hitting. I think that's the biggest thing. And you got to figure out Thatcher Hurd. They got to get Thatcher Hurd back to where he was in the postseason run last year.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time. Have a good week. We'll talk to you again soon. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We'll come back, talk to Cameron Henry, Louisiana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.